proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. We continue our series on the life of Joseph, the son of Jacob, by looking at those character traits that made him stand out among his peers as a man in whom the Spirit of God was. Today we look at Joseph's sensitivity to committing sin. The author of Psalm 119 addressed this to God, quote, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee," unquote. The biblical narrative in Genesis did not indicate that Joseph ever had any access to scripture of any kind, or that the written word of God even existed in part during his lifetime. Yet, his sensitivity to sin served as one of his most important character traits. During his time as a servant in Potiphar's house, Joseph faced continual importunity to commit fornication. The author of Genesis 39 recorded that, quote, "His master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, lie with me." Joseph spurned her proposition. He told her that Potiphar had entrusted him with everything in their house, except for her. To violate that confidence, Joseph continued, would constitute great wickedness committed against his master. Joseph also asked Potiphar's wife, quote, "How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" unquote. Having sexual relations with Potiphar's wife would constitute sin, but the sin would not only be directed against Potiphar, but against God as well. Joseph thereby recognized that sin consisted primarily of offending God. David later recognized the truth of this axiom. In the 51st Psalm, he expressed his contrition over his adulterous relationship with Bathsheba. On that occasion, he told God, quote, "Against thee and thee only have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight," unquote. David had certainly committed sin against other parties with this adultery. He had sinned against Bathsheba herself. He had sinned against her husband Uriah. He had sinned against his subject. However, the Bible narrative never depicted him as asking forgiveness specifically from any of these other people. This didn't mean that David regarded his transgression against them as insignificant. Rather, it reflected his understanding that when he sinned, he first and foremost committed offense against God. Perhaps Joseph sought to remind Potiphar's wife that a God did indeed exist, and before that God, she and Joseph would both have to give an account of their behavior. He thus tried to reason with her, but he didn't succeed. Potiphar's wife continued to importune him to commit sexual immorality. On one occasion, she even went as far as to detain him by grabbing his coat. Joseph responded by leaving his outer garment with her in her grasp. He fled the scene. Years later, Paul would advise his protege Timothy to, quote, "flee youthful lusts," unquote. Joseph literally did that very thing when he ran away from Potiphar's wife, rather than yielding to her advances even at that stage. Joseph's reaction caused him to get into trouble. Potiphar's wife falsely accused Joseph of attempted rape. Her husband, as the captain of Pharaoh's guard, could have had Joseph executed, or worse. Instead, he sent Joseph to prison, possibly as a move to appease his wife and to get Joseph out of the house. Joseph's experience proves that sometimes doing the right thing does not necessarily lead to beneficial results. Joseph rejected the temptation to commit adultery, yet he suffered as though he had done so. Yet Joseph did not let his experiences embitter him, as we will see in future lessons. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.